It really is my pleasure this morning to give you one more update on the Farm Bill as it moves through Congress. And we never dreamt 3 years ago when we started spreading our message of our goals that we'd still be talking about this quite like this today. But 3 years ago next month, we laid out the goal of the MPPC, and that was that the U.S. wine industry must come out of this Farm Bill process as competitive as what it was coming in. And after hearing what Neil and Brian said this morning, that's even more important today than it was when we started this 3 years ago. And I believe that as I review these provisions for you, all the things that MPPC championed and made sure were included in this Farm Bill, you will find that that has been our goal and will continue to be our goal. I'm going to try to be as brief as I can, but we had a lot of success through the process of this Farm Bill development process. Hundreds of producers put many, many hours into communicating the messages important for our industry, as well as our dedicated professional staff that spent many hours on this. It's not done yet, but it's because everybody took time to do that I can report to you that the 2008 Farm Bill is a very good one for the U.S. wine industry. So I'm going to walk through some of these provisions, and this is as it is today. I think all of us know that there's still some work to be done on Capitol Hill, but these are the things that we know that are included in the bill at this point. Starting out with the good. The changes to the mandatory country origin labeling law. Those changes include four label categories for meat, and will start to allow some flexibility as we address the issues of Canadian pigs coming to the U.S. This will allow for reducing the cost of sorting at the plant, as well as the on-farm cost for producers. One of the other important provisions and parts of that is that we can now use our own business records and export and import certificates as needed, as well as health certificates. Now, this is what is being proposed, and as this moves into the rulemaking process, we'll then know how these things will play out a little bit closer. Most of you are also aware that this is the first time there's been a livestock title in the Farm Bill, and MCOOL does fall under that, and there are many other provisions that we champion throughout that. There are provisions that ask for studies on the impact of pork producers and consumers regarding wholesale pork cut prices and volumes. There's also the authorization for a national Trichina certification program, which will certify that exported pork is Trichina-free and will enhance export opportunities for the U.S. swine industry. One of the other provisions that is in this is the interstate shipment of state-inspected meat and poultry from packing plants that have the same regulations that are identical to the federal program. And we think that is very critical to assist us as we look at the export market opportunities for us. There are many other numerous provisions in this part of the Farm Bill that relate to the way we do our business, marketing and production business practice items. These things would include a provision which gives producers the right to cancel production contracts within 3 days of signing, allowing producers at the time of signing to opt out of using arbitration. Instead of using the courts to settle disputes, producers will be able to look at ways to do this that works for them and be less costly. There are also provisions that give producers the right to settle disputes involving production and marketing contracts in the federal court district in which the production occurs. Before, this could be flexible, and this provision would allow that to be agreed upon between the producers. There also is a provision that allows contracts between entities in different states to specify the state's laws that actually take precedent for their contract. And then there's the direction in this part of the Farm Bill to the Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyards Administration to provide Congress an annual report on the number and the resolution of livestock cases brought under the Packers and Stockyards Act. That'll bring some clarity to what is being done and how it's being addressed. Research is a very important item for the swine industry, and there are several key things in the research title that, again, aids our competitiveness as we move forward. A couple of things I'd like to highlight there is the authorization for research and education grants for the study of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. including the movement of antibiotic-resistant bacteria into ground and surface water, and for the study of the judicious use of antibiotics in veterinary and human medicines. And, of course, that is one thing that we're hearing a lot about today, and we feel this is a very, very critical provision for our industry moving forward. We also saw research grants put forward for mapping of the swine genome, and then the authorization for the Pork Center of Excellence, which coordinates research, teaching, and extension work on a national basis. MPPC was also successful in securing a Sense of Congress resolution on the need to continue the swine pseudorabies eradication program. With the growing threat of feral swine to the domestic swine population, we believe it's very critical this program moves forward and that we have the tools available for swine surveillance in the event of another pseudorabies outbreak. As in the past, MPPC continued to champion a lot of things in the conservation title as well. That's always been a priority for us, and it aids our competitiveness. In this farm bill, there are increases for the EQIP program and changes to EQIP, which makes it easier for producers now to qualify. This is a very important cost-share program for us. With these easing of these provisions and making it easier to qualify, we hope that then that can be an expedited process. There are also increased funds for the Conservation Security Program that's going to allow more folks to be enrolled and restructure the program so conservation stewardship payments that encourage producers to implement these things are made not only on a timely basis but are more broad-based across the country. There are several other provisions throughout this farm bill. I'm trying to be brief, but these things are all very important to that competitiveness. There's a provision that's going to allow the use of manure and manure biogas for advanced biofuel and renewable biomass production. That fits into where MPPC is heading and looking at the future for the industry and biofuels policies. There's also one that will provide incentives for expanding the production of advanced biofuels from agriculture and forestry crops associated with waste materials, including animal manure, livestock, and food processing waste. And one of the other very important provisions that is in this farm bill is that we have seen and worked very hard to increase the funding for the market access program and for foreign market development. Because of our dependence to some degree on foreign markets, this was one of the things that we knew we needed to have included in this farm bill. Now, everything that we had to address was not good. Sometimes we had to look at the things that were going to create mischief for our business, the things that would maybe affect our competitive edge and affect our producers' business practices as they do them today. I'm going to walk through those things that we believe created that mischief. And this is just as critical for us and just as big a victory for us that we were able to maintain some of the things so we can do business as we know it today. The first one is the ban on the packer ownership of livestock. We also opposed the establishment of an Office of Special Counsel within the U.S. Department of Agriculture to investigate livestock competition matters, replacing the U.S. Department of Justice's role in enforcing competition and antitrust matters. We also worked to keep a provision which would have allowed the hiring of private attorneys to investigate and prosecute livestock competition cases rather than the U.S. government. And one of the other things in that area that we worked on was eliminated as a defense against lawsuits over alleged unfair competition, the justifiable business practice for pork producers who make rational business decisions based on cost, quality, and efficiency. And finally, one of the other important things for us, we worked diligently and put a lot of hours into making sure that there were no onerous on-farm animal handling and production practices regulations put into this farm bill. One of the other items that I do need to mention, while the farm bill does lower the blender's credit from 51 cents to 45 cents for ethanol, it also extends the import tariff to December 31st, 2010. We first raised questions on this issue in September of 2006, and we do believe that the extension of this import tariff is probably not the most beneficial thing and will further inflate the high feed costs currently affecting our producers. There's a lot of things we accomplished, and it's very hard sometimes when you look back at this to believe it took us 3 years to get to this point. But our producers, as I said, put a lot of time and effort and communicated their story to Congress, and that's why we have this good farm bill for our U.S. industry. I personally want to take a minute to thank those producers and our staff.